The state of education in Colorado is, you could say, in flux. The cover story of the September issue 5280 magazine notes an educated workforce and struggling school kids. Senate Bill 213 is going to change everything with the way education is funded in Colorado, but it all depends on the voters this fall. Amendment 66 on the ballot, called the Colorado Commits to Kids Initiative. If passed, we'll raise taxes to fund education. There's plenty enough to cover on this issue. So Jessica Farmwald helped put together a really wide set of coverage in this issue of 5280. Her partner in this effort, Chris Outcault, and happy to have you with us in studio this morning, Jessica.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Let's get right to the list of the top 20 public high schools in the metro area. How did you decide?
You know, we started by narrowing our scope just to public high schools within the Denver-Boulder metro area, which still gave us about 100 schools to look at.
Okay.
And we took those to something called the Colorado Growth Model, which is basically a set of data that the Colorado Department of Education puts out every year. And what's great about the growth model is that not only does it give us a proficiency score for every school in reading, writing, and math, but it also gives us a growth score. So proficiency is going to tell you how well students are actually performing on tests. The growth score tells you how well they might be improving.
So even schools that have a long way to go will get credit for making progress.
Exactly, and for maybe how they might be even helping their kids to catch back up, which, okay, as we all know, is really important.
Well, then let's get to the list. Who's got bragging rights on this list of top 20 schools? There are some very interesting programs here on this list.
Yeah, I mean, I think to me what's so exciting about this year's list is that there's really a great variety and diversity. I mean, you take a look here, you have some more of those traditional suburban schools you might expect to see, like D'Evelyn in southwest Denver.
In the Jefferson County system.
Correct. And they post, you know, great test scores. They do a great job preparing their kids for college year after year. And then you also see some of the big city schools, East High School, Cherry Creek, you know, 3,500 students. So that's a totally different school, but they're still helping their kids succeed.
One of the trends in education are really specialty schools. We are inclined towards schools with music programs, and so we know about the Denver School of the Arts, which made the list, but other specialty schools like the Denver School of Science and Technology at Stapleton.
Yeah, and that's kind of the third category of schools you're going to see on this list, is these magnet and charter programs that are really doing some innovative things, but they're still being reflected in those reading, writing, and math scores, which really, you know, shows good progress and success.
Of course, some districts were left off of this list. I mean, entire districts, including up north, Adams County districts, and down south, Douglas County. I'm sure you've heard from them.
Yeah, you always do. You know, we have to draw the line somewhere, as you know, with a list like this. But kind of in looking back and reflecting on what we did this year, we stayed within a one-county radius. And looking at that and then looking back at past issues, we've realized with the benefit of hindsight that we've included Douglas County specifically in the past, and we did not this year. So we are actually planning to put kind of a web addendum out there with three schools from Douglas County that really more than met our criteria and should have been included on our list. And they, you know, from our perspective, joined the list of schools this year. And that's Highlands Ranch, Mountain Vista, and Rock Canyon.
That'll be coming up on 5280.com. Mm-hmm. Parents, we always want the best. If you can figure out the transportation issues, this thing called open enrollment allows a lot of kids to cross town to get to a certain school with a certain program. How do parents navigate the whole open enrollment deal? It's almost like applying for college sometimes.
It is, or maybe even worse. It's, you know, it's really complex and really difficult. And because of that, there are actually some professionals that are emerging just specifically to help parents through this process. And we sat down with some of them for this issue. And what was interesting to me is that they really emphasized not test scores, but starting with your child. What's your child's learning style? You know, are they going to do better in a smaller classroom or a larger classroom setting? What are their extracurricular interests? And, you know, that's kind of what they communicated to us, that you really want to start with your kid and not necessarily, you know, a good school or what's a bad school, but what your child really needs.
Think about the decisions that you're making. They even published a flow chart on page 88. Is this on the website as well, this flow chart? A lot of yes, no questions.
I believe it is.
To help help you and your family make decisions about finding the right school for your kids. A couple of shout outs. 5280's Teacher of the Year, Amanda Westenberg, who teaches social studies at Rangeview High. And you've got a live chat with Senator Michael Johnston, who's the chief instigator behind Senate Bill 213. That's coming up Thursday morning, I think, at 10:30, the way they just hit the website.
Yep, that's correct. 5280.com/live chat.
On the subject of 5280, but a totally different topic, one of my favorite sections of the magazine is always the conversation. It's always hip what you put in there. The buzz of the month, and congratulations to 5280, 20 years of many uses. 20 years they've been putting out 5280, and that's a lot of magazines. But my favorite comment in the conversation this month is, many uses, 20 years, many uses. Well, this one guy goes, I just killed about 27 flies with a rolled-up copy of 5280 magazine in a fit of blood rage. Thanks for publishing on such sturdy paper. You know, there you go.
You need a thick magazine to do that.
Tell you what, that thing is, this is old-school, real magazine. Roll that sucker up, man, to get somebody's attention.
And then when they roll out the best public schools, people will brag about that, and you're already seeing references on banners outside the school or their Wikipedia profiles. They want to say, hey, 5280 voted us. Yeah, top public school.
Absolutely. They should be proud.
Jessica Farmwald, along with Chris Outcault, wrote The Dean's List, really wide coverage on public schools in the Metro Denver area and how to navigate that whole thing. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.